The Bible is not a dry book of historical fact or a mere book of theological teachings. It has a message which is so dynamic and powerful it is said to be alive, a living book. The person who is regenerated, born again, is described in the Bible as being born of God through the special ministry of the Spirit of God. That is to say, salvation from sin is the work of God and not the accomplishment of man. But the Bible goes a step further than the revelation that a Christian is born of God by the Spirit of God. It declares that the Christian has been born again by the Word of God. So here's a question worthy of consideration. What does the Bible mean when it teaches that we are born again by the Word of God? Well, first, consider the several statements in Holy Scripture which confirm that truth. James 1:18 reads, "Of His own will beget He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." Now notice the statement, "He beget us with the word of truth." It teaches clearly that the revelation contained in the Bible was vitally related to our being born again. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 to 23, states the basis of our salvation in these words, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruption, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Now notice that the price of our redemption was the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish. But notice further that the agency of our redemption was the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Yes, the Word of God is vitally involved in the salvation of sinners. Jesus spoke of the agency of the Word of God in the cleansing sinners when He said to His disciples, "Now you are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you." How were they clean? They were clean through the word Jesus spoke. 2 Peter 1:4 speaks of exceeding great and precious promises by which we who believe become partakers of the divine nature. Notice that receiving the divine nature is vitally related to the great and precious promises of God, and those promises of God are recorded in the Word of God. And finally, the Apostle Paul summarized the message of salvation through Jesus Christ as the gospel of Christ. He said of that message as contained in Holy Scripture, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." The message of God contained in the Word of God is the power of God to make children of God out of those who were sinners. Amazing, isn't it? Had you realized that the Word of God, as contained in the Bible, was so vitally related to your salvation? That turns us to a more intensive interest and investigation of the question with which we began. What is the ministry of the Word of God in the saving of poor fallen sinners? Consider first the statement of Hebrews 4:12. "For the Word of God is quick," that is to say, it is living, "and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The Bible is not a dry book of historical fact or a mere book of theological teachings. It has a message which is so dynamic and powerful it is said to be alive, a living book. Here is an enlightening passage recorded in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 to 17. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." What a beautiful passage. It tells exactly how the Word of God is related to the saving of sinners. The key to Romans 10 is verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That is to say, faith in Jesus Christ is possible when one has heard the Word of God. Now that says something about the nature of faith. You see, faith is based upon knowledge. No one can trust God unless he has heard of God. And the way to hear the truth of God is through the revealed Word of God. The Bible is essential to true faith. Observe the progress by which the Apostle Paul reaches that conclusion in Romans 10. He makes two great statements concerning the universal offer of salvation, saying, "The Lord will respond to each one who calls upon him, and the way God responds to the call of the sinner is by saving him when he calls." And then follows a series of questions. A sinner will not call on God in whom he does not believe, will he? Well, of course not. A sinner cannot believe on a God of whom he has not heard, can he? Of course not. A sinner cannot hear of a God so as to believe on him and be saved without a witness to teach him, can he? Of course not. A witness cannot teach the sinner about the true God so he can be saved through faith in him unless he is sent, can he? Of course not. Well then, how beautiful are the very feet of those who bring the good news of the Christian gospel to those who are not saved. The teaching, hearing, and believing are essential because faith comes when one has heard the Word of God. Look carefully in your Bible, particularly in the book of Acts. You will not find one case of salvation where the Word of God was not taught before the conversion took place. God sent Philip into the desert to meet the secretary of the treasury of the nation of Ethiopia. Taking the scripture of Isaiah 53, Philip preached unto him Jesus. Now why? Because that honorable man could not be saved without hearing the gospel of God as revealed in the Word of God. The Lord sent Peter to the house of Cornelius, an officer in the army of Rome, to speak to him words by which he could be saved. That professional soldier could not be saved without hearing the Word of God setting forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why the Lord Jesus has commanded us to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every person, because people cannot be saved without hearing the message of the Word of God. It is in that sense that we are born by the Word of God. The Word of God is the means the Holy Spirit uses to convict sinners of their need of God and thus to lead them to personal faith in Jesus Christ. So we must say, thank God for the Bible. Father, we do not understand how a book written so many years ago could be attended by the power of God to salvation of everyone who believes, even in our modern generation. But we believe it is so because you have said it, and because we have seen its power manifest once and again in the saving of sinners. So turn our hearts from any doubt about the Bible, and let us be faithful witnesses to the truth of its message, for Jesus' sake. Amen.